Okay, so we'll continue now with the first wide line on the Amud, middle of the line. Amemar umazutra v'ravashi. Three Amorayim. Amemar, mazutra, and ravashi. Iklu, they met. Iklu means to meet. Lebustana, at the orchard, de Mari bar Esak, of Mari bar Esak. I say, Arise Tamre Vrimone. The Oris, the sharecropper, brought Tamre dates, Vrimone, and pomegranates, Vishada Kamaihu, and threw them, before the Amorayim. Amemar Ravashi Ochlu, Amemar and Ravashi both ate. But Mazutra lo achel, he didn't eat. Adahochi, in the meantime, Asa Mori bar Esak, Mori bar Esak came. Ashkechinahu, he found them. V'amalei, and he said to him, La'arise, to his oris, to his sharecropper, Amai lo Isis, why did you not bring? Amai lo Isis, Lahu, for them, l'rabbonin, for the rabbis, mahanuch, from those, shapirosa, better ones, more quality ones. How come you didn't give them a better bunch of fruit? Amrulei, after this, so Amrulei, they said to him, Amemar of Ravashi, l'mazutra, Amemar and Ravashi said to Mazutra, Hashta now, Amai, why, lo ochil, mar. Now, why does the master not eat? Amai, lo ochil, mar. Why does the master not eat? Vohotanya. And we learned in the Braisa, in Nimtsu Yofas Mehen, if better ones than them are found, Trumasa Truma, his Truma's Truma. Amalahu, he said to them, Hachi Amar Rava. This is what Rava said. Lo Amru, they didn't say, meaning the rabbis didn't say, the principle of Klach Eitzel Yofas, go to the better ones. That's like it's in quotation marks. They didn't say that principle of you should have gone to the better ones. Ella except Le'inyun for the matter of Truma, Bulvad only. Mishum de mitzvah hu, because it's a mitzvah. That's where they said you can rely upon the owner saying you should have gone to the better ones. Venichalei, and it's satisfactory to him, he's happy with it, because of the mitzvah, like Tosas learned, that once you say that, once he says that, then it's because of the mitzvah, then we assume that's what he wants to do, and that's what he wanted to do from the very beginning. Avol bet hachi here, mishum kisifusa, here, because of embarrassment, it is that he said this. It is that he said this. Now, as I'm saying this right now, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the embarrassment of the distinction of the Chachamim being in his vineyard, in his orchard. He doesn't want to feel embarrassed of having the sharecropper only giving average quality fruits for the Chachamim. But I'm thinking to myself now, why isn't that a mitzvah as well, to honor the Chachamim? So perhaps we can talk about that together when we meet on Tuesday. Okay, next Toshima. Toshima, Odeyu Hatal Alehen. The Tal, dew, is still upon them. There is... let's look at Rashi over here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page of the Rashis. Odeya talalehem. Hamala perosov legag. Someone who takes up his fruits to the roof. For yorad alehem hatal. And the dew descends upon them. As I'm reading the Rashis over here, I'm not expecting you to be able to read those back to me. We're going to focus for you on the Gemara. But I'm just reading it for my own benefit of explaining it clearly. So again, he takes fruit up to his roof to dry out, and dew descends upon them. The Gemara continues, so adeihu tal aleihem, if the tal is still upon them, so adeihu means ode still. Odeihu, I'm not sure how the who fits in, but for practical purposes, we translate odeihu still, hatal, the tal, the dew, aleihem is upon them in the morning. For samach, the Braisa continues, and he's satisfied with that, he's happy with that. Rashi says, betal shiyar aleihem, with the dew which fell upon them. Harizeh, behold, this is Harizeh. Behold, this is, or this would fall under the verse Bechi Yuton, under the verse of and when there is placed. Yuton means placed or given. Chi means when. Let's look at Rashi. Harizeh Bechi Yuton. Rashi says V'huchsharu L'tuma. They are now readied or susceptible for tumah. Ma'ato, from now, v'ad olam, and forever. The point is that the when fruits become wet with one of seven liquids, the seven liquids are water, wine, honey, milk, oil, blood, and dew. They're the seven liquids. Any of these seven liquids which fruit become wet with, now the fruit becomes susceptible to tumah. Meaning that if the fruit comes into contact with a tameh item, worst case scenario, a mouse touches the fruit, but there are other lesser intense or serious forms of tumah. But once the fruit is wet, then there can be a transfer of tumah. There can be a transfer of the impurity. And similarly, if now you're eating a tameh fruit and it's wet, the tumah will transfer to you. This is particularly significant for a Kohen who had to maintain a state of purity in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and he had to make sure that the fruits he was eating were not tameh. And if they were wet, then it would make him tameh, which would be very serious. So the case we're discussing right now is that there was dew which fell on the fruits on the roof, and he comes up to the roof in the morning and he sees there's dew on it. He's happy with that, and it's dependent upon him being satisfied that it's wet. Without his satisfaction, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumah. If you look the pasuk up in Leviticus Yud Aleph pasuk Lamed Ches VaYikra Yud Aleph Lamed Ches, the pasuk says V'chi Yutan Mayim Al Zera. If water comes upon or is placed or is placed upon a seed, the nafal minivlosam olav, and a corpse falls upon it, tamehu lachem, it's tameh to you. The critical word under discussion here is the word yutan. Let's see this now back in the Gemara. So b'chiyutan, when water is placed upon it, then, and he's happy with it, then it's tameh, or it's susceptible to tumah. The Gemara continues, or the Braisa continues, Nogvu, if they became dried up before he went up to the roof, Afal Pisha Somach, even though he was happy that dew had fallen upon them in the early morning, but now he's going up there in the afternoon, it's already dried up, but he knew there was dew there in the morning, and he was happy about that because it was helpful for the ripening of the fruit. Turning the page, Einam b'chiyuton, it doesn't fall into the category of kiyuton in the pasuk. In other words, look at Rashi over here, right top Rashi, Einam b'chiyuton, v'lo amrinan, we don't say, kivan dahashta, since that now, nicha, he's happy, mahani, nicha, he's happy, mahani, it helps, hai daita, this mindset, l'mikara, retroactively, v'tahave, and it should be heksha, susceptible to tumah. We don't say this. We don't say that his present mindset can retroactively be applied to when the water, the dew was on there to make them susceptible to tumah. Meaning, what is it saying? It's saying that there's no retroactivity. retroactive das does not work over here. Consequently, it sounds like it's a difficulty or challenge on Rava, concludes Rashi. The kasha la Rava, it's a difficulty to Rava, holds yesh la midas, is have a yesh. Because again, you know, as we've been discussing, yesh la midas, have a yesh, have a yesh, do we say retroactive knowledge? Whatever the circumstance here is not, yeyush, but this is retroactive satisfaction. We don't say this. So that's a kasha to Rava, or a proof for Abaye. So the Gemara says this. Back to the Gemara. Taima mai, what's the reason why? Lav, is it not? Mishum, because the lo amrinan, that we do not say, kavon, since, the igloi milsa, that the matter is revealed, that it's revealed, milsa, the matter, dahashta, that now, nichale, it's satisfactory to him, he's happy with it, mi'ikara, from the beginning, nami also, nichale, it's satisfactory to him. Isn't it that the reason why it's no good is because we don't say retroactive consent? I'll read it again. Time am I, the reason, what's the reason? Lav, is it not? Mishum, because, to lo amrina, we do not say, kevin de gloi milsa, since the matter is revealed, the hashta, that now, nichale, that he's happy with it, mikara nami, from the beginning also, nichale, he's happy with it. I translated nichale slightly differently with this one, with this time around. Nicha means, again, satisfied, happy. The word lay, is it going on him or is it going on the object? I don't know if it makes much of a difference for the context, but I'm not sure 100%. But nicha means satisfied, lay with it, or it's satisfactory to him. I'm not sure who the lay is going on. In any event, the Gemara answers that this is not necessarily a proof for a buyer or a difficulty on Rava, because one could answer, Sha'ani Hosam, it's different over there. In this case, it's different altogether. Sha'ani Hosam, it's different over there. The Ksiv, that it's written, Ki Yitain. See, if you look at the pasuk closely, this is the pronunciation is critical. The written form of the pasuk is Ki Yitain. When he places, it's read as yutan. The vowels are critical, and that can change the meaning radically. It's written as kiite, meaning when he places, actively puts upon the fruit moisture. Meaning, says the Braiso, says the Gemara, ad shiitain, until that he puts on, he actually puts on the fruit, knowingly, willingly. So therefore, there's a different rule over here. There's no such thing as retroactive consent. It's a little bit like the case of the truma. You have to have knowledge that the shliach is taking the truma. Here also, you have to have awareness of the placement of the dew on the fruit, meaning you have to do it actively. Rashi says, "Ki yitain v'lo ksiv ki yuton." Rashi over here. Okay, yeah, look at Rashi. Locus of Kiyuton. It doesn't say Kiyuton. It's written. It's pronounced that way, but it's written as Kiyitin when he puts it on. Rashi's a ladas with knowledge. Rashi says Sheyeda benesina. He knows of the placement, the huchsha beinov, and it's acceptable or in his eyes. V'odeo tal aleyan, and the tal is still upon them. A dayan still hein benisnoso in its placement. But then the Gemara asks, ihochi, if so, reisha nami, the beginning of the brisa also, where the brisa said that if he came afterwards and saw the fruit was still wet, and he was happy with that, it is susceptible to tumah, but yet he didn't put it on directly. The water or the dew came on by itself, and he was happy after the fact. So the Gemara says, Hossam over there in the Resha, k'derav Papa. It is like that of Rav Papa. It goes according to what Rav Papa said. The Rav Papa, Rami. He threw, the word Rami means to throw. He threw two psukim, or two readings of this pasuk, against each other. Kasiv, it's written, ki yitain, when he will actively put on the moisture. The karinan, and we read it as ki yuton, when it will be put on. So we've discussed before that there's a difference between the written form of the verb, the word, and the reading form of the word. It's written as ki yitain, but it's read, according to the Torah Shebal Peh, as ki yuton, meaning it can be put on, not by himself directly. But then that seems to be contradictory, because it says he has to put it on, but then how can it also mean it can be put on by something else in a more natural fashion other than his direct putting it on? So Hoketzad, behold, how do we reconcile the two together? So the Ran says, Bi'inon, we require ki yuton, that the form of it being put on, ki yuton, when it is put on, naturally, dumya de ki yitain, similar to that of when he puts it on. In other words, the natural putting on has to have the same characteristics of the direct putting it on. Dumya, it's similar to that of ki yitain, when he does put it on. How so? So ma yitain, just as when he puts it on, it's lada'as, it's with his knowledge, it's according to his knowledge. Sa'af, even ki yuton, when it is put on, nami, it's also lada'as, according to his knowledge. So now I have to just correct myself from before, because I realize now that the Rashi which I read before was that on this part of the Gemara. So let me go back to that third line down in Rashi over there, because I read that as a continuation of the previous Rashi. Ladas, according to the knowledge, and it was the kiyuton, when it is put on, it has to be ladas according to his knowledge. Shiyoda, he knew of the placement of it. For Huchsha Beinov, and it was Huchsha, it was acceptable in his eyes. The Adeyu Hatal Aleihem, and the Tal is still upon them, Adayin, still, Hey Benisinoso, still they are in their original placement. And that's the point. So the Hechshel Tumah is only when either he put it on directly, or the water, or the dew is still on it, even though he didn't put it on directly. But if it was on there and then it dried up afterwards and then he was happy afterwards, that wouldn't count, because we hold that we don't hold it of retroactive satisfaction. Okay.